When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
D to the A, L to the K, A to the M-A-N-I-A. Y'all want no static with the killers from Full Press. Talk square circle, y'all should know who the two best. Put people on, showing love to the whole scene. Never miss a show, get my fix like a dope fiend. You know with trivia, they got the shit on lock. Title belt to the winner just to sweeten the pot. If you hear about Oscar, you know that it's Dez. Time drink like the booze away, you'll end up dead. Pokemania, I came through with slow roll quad fives. Y'all want beef, Dez and Jay are the wrong guys. Without this podcast, there would be no me. So I gotta say thank you to the real OGs. This is Mr. K, y'all signing off at the flow. Time to turn the mic up and deliver a show.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episodic adventure. This is Talkamania, where the rules are made up and the points don't matter. Right? Is that how it goes?
What's that from?
That's not Talkamania. That's Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, yeah.
I liked that show. It was funny back in the day.
Was it, though?
It really was. I watch it now, and I'm like trying to show my wife. And be like, I remember cracking up on the couch with my dad watching this, and I'm like, watch this! And I'm like, it's not that funny.
We were little kids then.
It's good. I like improv comedy, and I used to act a little bit when I was younger, so I did enjoy it. It's still good, but I try to show her stuff, and like, she doesn't really know a lot of Western pop culture and stuff, especially back then.
Why?
So a lot of the jokes are kind of lost on her.
Why didn't she know that?
Because she's not from America.
Oh, right. I forgot.
And yes, I called Canada America.
Hey! Well, we'll be America on the 29th, man, when we overthrow the government, right?
What's that? What's happening on the 29th?
The convoy, the truckers.
Oh, I thought that like they're like kind of like laughed at them and said, yeah, okay, buddy, whatever. Keep trucking.
Well, they did, but like there is a lot of people going. It's pretty insane, but it's funny because the original GoFundMe, right? They've raised like $5 million. But if you look at the name and you Google the name of who created it, actually, I'll do it right now. Her name is Tamara Litch. Hold on.
It sounds like a familiar name.
Litch. Okay, so she's part of the Maverick Party, which is like a separatist organization in Alberta. They want to separate from the rest of the country.
They want their guns.
Yeah, they're also like saying that the vaccination was designed to eliminate white Anglo-Saxons.
Oh my God.
So they're quite right-winged, like white supremacists.
I've never met a left-wing anti-vaxxer. I'm surprised.
Well, hold on. But the movement is not anti-vax, right? But the people who started it kind of got started by these people as a movement to, I don't know, I guess their agenda. But it's kind of been taken over, and there does seem to be some good people in it, but it just seems like its foundation is based off something bad. So I don't know, but there's a shitload of trucks, dude. It's insane.
I'm sure there's good people. There's good people everywhere in all parts of the world, no matter what you believe in. But my wife also went to the park as well too in the summer and met this woman, and she's also Asian. And I'm kind of sounding racist here, but that's not my point. is she was like, oh my God, an Anglo-Asian in this community, in this French community. I think I found a connection. And she's like, oh, we'll come to the park tomorrow. I'll invite my friends. And then when her friends came, they were all like super right-wing, like rebel news, like Trudeau's trying to take our guns. And I'm like, take your guns? Where are your guns? Like, I don't know.
So yeah, it's just, do you own guns? No, but he's trying to take something.
Yeah. It's like they don't want you to have AKs, but they'll let you have handguns, but they won't. Like, I don't know. Like, anyways, I find Alberta, like Western Canada, until you hit Vancouver, BC, kind of is, it's like the right wing states, right? I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, ish. Yeah, I know what you mean.
For sure. They like the hunt, they like their guns, all that stuff. Cool. And I don't think anyone's out taking guns off people and all that stuff. Anyways. They don't like what the agenda is that they're pushing. I think her husband was even a doctor and wouldn't get vaccinated, so he's probably lost his job since. I'm all against forcing people to get vaccinated. I think that's, you're treading on ethics at that point. Like,
well, that's what the whole thing is about.
Yeah. So I haven't got my booster. I don't really plan to get it until they force it on me, which they will because they're going to add it as part of the
yeah,
vaccine,
they will.
Right? But like, yeah. So I'm kind of a tweener. Like, I'll get vaccinated. I've done my own beliefs on it and stuff. But like,
I'm not gonna go in there
and get the next booster and the next booster and the next booster and the next booster. Also, I thought I had COVID a week ago, so I was like, if I have COVID, I'm not gonna get a booster. But we'll see now. But yeah, now we go into place. I went to Walmart today and we got vax card. We got checked on. But the grocery store, we didn't.
Well, no, grocery stores are essential. So grocery stores and pharmacies, you don't have to.
That's why. Yeah. It's called big box places or something, right? They're
calling any establishment over 15,000 square feet.
Okay.
I mean, it's all crazy stuff, in my opinion, but I am really too lazy to make a stand.
Too lazy.
I don't care
it also benefits the people who got vaccinated, so it isn't really like, not benefits us, but like we don't really have to care too much because we're vax, so we have freedom to do, I guess, most things.
Well, we won't unless we get boosted.
For now, yeah, unless we get boosted, right? And yeah. I mean, no, like, is there really a harm in getting boosted? Maybe there, I mean, I don't know, you know, like.
No, but it is still all. It's still like, it's very weird that we have to do all this stuff. Like, I think we're at the point now where, like, other countries are opening up completely, and they're like, okay, it's the flu. We're there. We understand.
Well, they're easing up a little bit with things, but here's the thing. For me, it comes down to like forcing people to like. I'm not going to have the same beliefs as a lot of people do, the anti-vaxxers, and that's fine. And they're allowed to believe what they believe, and I'm allowed to believe what I. And I'm not like pro super get vaccinated and save the world, Captain Planet. I just got vaccinated. I figured it was the best thing for me.
Yeah.
And but now I'm like, oh, wait, I have to get a third one, and I have to get a fourth one. Hold on.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a guy who's never got a vaccination since he's been like 12 years old. I don't get the vaccination for the flu, SARS, swine flu, any of that stuff. I'm like, bring it on. I'll deal with it. And definitely the media is like, this one's more serious for the old people. And I mean, we're doing everything here for the old people and the immune compromised and stuff, which we shouldn't leave them out. We shouldn't be like, oh, screw them. They're the minority and the young should survive. And, you know, some people make the claim that it's like the world's way of pushing back, you know, and saying, well, fuck, you know, you're a cancer. You're drilling into my earth. You're taking all the oil, you know, I'm going to throw some temperature changes, some all kinds of crazy shit, and I'm going to release COVID on the world, and I'm going to purge and get rid of a bunch of people. Except they're getting rid of all the old nice people, and they're keeping all the rich bastards.
I just don't like that we don't have any freedom. I mean, that's what bothers me.
What's the freedom? Like, you're probably right, but like, I just don't think of it on a day-to-day basis because like I can still do my day-to-day basis, but I'm very minimal in terms of what I need. What are you referring to?
Well, like, let's say it probably doesn't directly affect you. It doesn't directly affect me. I mean, I could travel, but I have to jump through hoops, which is a little bit silly. Like, I have to spend $375 on testing, and if there's a problem with testing, then I have to quarantine, and then there's a chance that my work fucking takes a shit on me. XYZ. But then also, like, imagine if you worked at a restaurant or owned a restaurant or a bar or a gym.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, it's all those places, right? So I think it affects most people more than it affects us.
Oh, I think so. I agree with you. A lot of people, some people lost their jobs, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And I've been working at home, like my life got better.
Yeah. So that's, I know. That's what the trucker stuff is about. They're pissed off that you can, coming back into Canada, you have to be fully vaxxed. And most of the people that are participating are vaccinated. They just don't like that it's got to be a law.
And that's where I'm... That I can get behind. That I
can
get behind.
Yeah. But then again, it's all based on white supremacy. So I'm kind of like, I don't know what's going on.
Yes, that's it. And like, I don't want to say there's a lot of like, I guess, redneck mentality associated with truckers, because it's not the case. It isn't cascading amongst everybody. There's a large majority that kind of have that mentality.
Oh, and there's a ton of racists that aren't rednecks, too.
Yes. 100%. Look at Talkamania being careful, being PC.
No, but anyways, it's like, I find it's the thing I like about it is that it gives me something to look at. Like, it's kind of entertaining me. And I'm like, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on the 29th. So they're arriving in Ottawa on the 29th. There's 50,000 trucks minimum. There's almost a million people that are going to be there. And here's the funniest part. Today, Justin announced that he's been in contact with somebody with COVID and has to self-isolate at his cottage for 5 days. So he's not going to be there on the 29th.
Well, that sounds convenient. He's like, well, hey, you have COVID? Lick me. Lick me.
Yeah. No, he didn't say he has it. He said he was in contact with somebody who had
it. His wife had it again, maybe. I don't know.
Regardless, but it's gonna be interesting here in Canada, because we always see this stuff on the news in the States, and now it's happening here. I can't believe you haven't seen this.
I'm everywhere. I've been trying to not watch the news. Okay.
No, it's like every fucking thing I see on the internet.
No, I don't. Not me. I've been busy with work though too. So maybe that's it. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I just it's funny because Quebec, the things they're doing, like, oh, you can't see your family, or, you know, we're going to have vaccines, so you can't buy alcohol. You can't buy alcohol, you can't buy weed directly from the stores. I mean, you can find ways to
You literally cannot buy anything unless it's online or at a grocery store or a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Every other store is closed to you.
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But isn't that the ultimate power move? Like,
yeah, but
Quebec,
why?
If they're going in and they're deciding this is their plan... Like, those are some big moves.
They're bold moves, but the thing is you know how much money it costs to enforce this and how much money it costs to serve people? Like, they didn't even put a dollar into our healthcare, our healthcare, which is the true problem here. It's not the old people getting sick anymore.
It's the healthcare system, yeah.
It's the healthcare system, but, like, they've spent, like, upwards of almost over $1 billion, and then, you know, Trudeau spent $600 million to have the election. It's like, dude, just... What?
The elections are always going to be expensive, no matter what.
No, but why did you need to have one, like, during a pandemic? One,
because he knew he'd win and be able to stay in power.
He was in power anyways. It's not like he gets a longer run.
They call snap elections when they think they're in the best position to win, and that's what he did, and he won. And people thought he was not going to win, so he actually maybe...
It's some silly stuff going on, but... the thing that bothers me the most is that we can't go anywhere.
I can't go to Japan. I wanted to go. We were planning to take time off this spring, and my daughter could see her family, and we can't. And even if we do, are able to go over there, but I have to quarantine for 14 days. So I'm not going to waste like 14 days in Japan after I did all that flying and spend all that money to waste half my trip.
Oh, that's what Japan makes you do, to make you quarantine there?
Yeah. They're like, nobody's coming in our country, basically. Yeah. But they're super in denial, too. Like, they're super in denial. Like, they always try to dumb their own numbers down. But the country with the highest double vaccination or highest vaccination rate is Japan. Canada, I think, is like second or third, but it goes to show you that they're taking their shit serious too. But they're not all. They're also still very free to do things over there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we're not. Like,
we're just not.
England's open. Australia's open, I believe. Like no mandates at all. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. It's over.
But some of them also like don't care enough. Like Florida, right? Like we can agree that like there's
That's Florida.
Eat a COVID sandwich for everybody. Yeah. Free COVID sandwich.
But countries that did care, like England was very, very strict. Probably of the strictest at the beginning. They're done. They're like,
I think New Zealand was pretty up there as well.
Yeah, now, Australia was huge. And now they're like, see ya, we're done with this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, I mean, again, it's all because, like you said, the medical system, and also it's highly to protect, like, old people and people with immune compromised systems or, like, lung stuff.
Yeah, but that's over.
And it happened. No, it's still... What do you mean? People are still dying. I mean, look.
No, but they're vaxxed, I mean.
I know, but they can still catch it and then still...
Yeah.
I know, man. It's like, do we just say fuck it? And if you die now, even if you got vaccinated, then fuck it?
No, like, you go to the hospital and it's fine. Like, there's nobody going to the hospital.
You can still die in the hospital. There's a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a 4-year-old or something like that, or a 2-month-old or something. A kid that's okay, very super rare. I know. Yeah. Very, very rare. But it shouldn't happen, right? Like, nobody should be dying.
I know, but I mean, you could think about that in a million different ways.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. I don't think
McDonald's still exists. People are dying from that.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, lots of long, slow death.
Cigarettes.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. I mean, they're taxing people for not being vaccinated, for Christ's sakes.
No, they backed up on that because they knew it was insane.
Well, they're still going to try and push it.
I don't know.
They are. They're trying. You know what laws are trying to change? They're trying to change laws so that they don't even have to vote on it.
That sounds like the Republicans fixing the next election. Well, I don't know if you know that. They're like gerrymandering like crazy. Like,
I don't pay attention to American shit. Oh, we got a baby in the house?
We got a good night. A good night. She's coming for the mandatory good night.
There she is.
Well, she smells good.
Well, you know, babies usually do smell good. Hello.
Look, welcome to Talk of
God. Oh. I'm coming into a war zone.
Here we go. We're talking about COVID, and here she comes in and just sneezes on the mic.
I am coming into a war zone there on Saturday, aren't I?
Rumble. It's going to be fun. All right, Kai.
Oh, my God.
Good night. Bonne nuit. Oyasumi.
Oyasumi.
Oyasumi. All right.
Yeah. Well, enough about COVID.
Yeah, enough. I think we've had enough. It's been 2.5 years.
Yeah, I'm fucking sick of it, man. But the restaurants are opening on Monday, so that should be
smooth. For a week, and then they get closed again.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then you're going to have to be quadruple vaccinated just to make a reservation. And then
I have my booster. I'm getting it in 4 days.
Wow, you're before me on this one.
Oh, dude, at this point, all I've done is kill time. I'm not a homebody. I do like to go out. I enjoy like going out and having a beer somewhere or meeting up with somebody or something like along those lines. Like, dude, I want to go to the city. I haven't been across the Ultor Bridge other than going to the dentist in 2 years.
Yikes. Crazy. I'm a homebody. But I do want to go out to restaurants. We're foodies. We like to go to restaurants. And I want to travel. I want to see my friends again. So, like, I mean, we've all been in a struggle together. We're all bitchy. We all complain. We're all feeling the same way.
Enough's enough. I want to get drunk and somebody bring me my drink. I want to get that bill and be like, oh, what did I do? Like, I want that.
I want to
be able
to take a shot off a woman's ass crack and not have to worry about ass COVID, you know?
Like, I mean, I'm in for that, too.
All right. What else is going on? So J-Bomb and I, Royal Rumble this weekend. By the time you hear this, depending on when it's released, you may or may not.
I'll release it right after the show.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so hopefully you're listening today, Friday, or Saturday morning. We were heading into the Royal Rumble, so we'll talk a bit about the Royal Rumble, or quite a bit about the Royal Rumble, because that's the big event this weekend on a Saturday. Loving it. That way I can watch it, enjoy it, and nurse myself on a Sunday. It's the Royal Rumble. It is the Road to WrestleMania. I think it's my favorite pay-per-view of the year. I know WrestleMania is obviously up there, but with COVID the past few years, it hasn't been as exciting. Maybe it has.
I don't buy it. We had one of the best Royal Rumbles ever during the COVID era.
What was that? Which one was this?
Drew McIntyre. eliminating Brock Lesnar.
No, that was before the world shut down.
Was it?
Yeah, that was right. Yes, because he went and did his WrestleMania. I go to Brock Lesnar, and they're like, we're canceling everything. And he had to do the PC Center. There's a whole... did you watch the documentary about it?
What do you mean? He won in 2020.
Yeah, before in January, before the world closed down.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And he was like, of course. I come back, my big long story. I'm finally going to WrestleMania, get my WrestleMania moment, and the world closes down. And
okay, who won 2021? Bianca Belair, and who was the dude?
Edge?
Oh, yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible. Why would you have Edge?
You could have gotten to WrestleMania anyway, any other way.
He could have just been like, I'm going to WrestleMania.
And he's already won a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Too, like, that's like, come on.
Yeah, it's weak. It's weak. It's very, very weak. Oh, that irks me. You're right. Okay, so I think this is going to be a good one, though. I really, really do.
Me too. And me too.
I have no idea which guy's going to win it.
WrestleMania or Rumble?
Rumble.
Oh, yeah, Rumble I'm super excited for. I think it's going to be a good event. I like what I'm seeing. There's not that much of a card built out right now, so I guess
but that's perfect.
Right,
we have two Royal Rumble matches. Each one should be an hour.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Each one should be about 50 minutes to 1 hour, and then you get, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 matches, and one of the matches being a mixed tag match, which is whatever. It should be fun. You know what I rewatched? I rewatched Ronda Rousey's match at WrestleMania with Kurt Angle, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H. Honestly, man, I fucking miss Ronda Rousey.
Well, you heard the big news, right?
I've heard the rumors. Yeah, I don't think she's coming, man.
Apparently, she's scheduled to be in St. Louis. Apparently, her hair and makeup artist is going to be there.
These dirt sheets are horrible, man.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But they're horrible because they ruin things for you. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Yeah, you should stop reading them.
I didn't. I've avoided everything dirt sheet, but it's like...
How do you know about Ronda Rousey's hairstylist being in St. Louis, but you don't know about all the trucks going across the country right now? You haven't done a good job at not reading dirt sheets, my friend.
Touche. Mind you, when you see it scrolled down your timeline 5 times, eventually you're like, okay, well, fuck it. I'll check what this is about.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. But I don't know. The only thing here is like, I didn't think about Ronda Rousey returning. Wasn't even a possibility in my mind.
Me neither.
Then I hear it, and I'm like, oh, dude, Ronda versus Becky at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Like, that. This is the match people wanted. They wanted that at WrestleMania 35. Mm-hmm. And now we have a chance to get it. So here's the thing. I'm all down for Ronda returning. I think she does good things for the division, whether you love her or hate her. She put in the work. She did a good job for the time she had in there. But here's the thing. Do you have her come in and win the Royal Rumble just like that and shit on all the other female talent that busting their ass all year? Or do you say, fuck it, girls. This is Ronda Rousey. They're going to help the division and help you overall in the grand scheme. For me, I don't think she needs to be in the Rumble. I think she can return. But I think Becky should beat Doudrop and then Ronda come out, be its own moment, its own special part of Royal Rumble, and then still have the Royal Rumble and make another woman highlighted as well, too. And you can kind of...
And go there. Face Charlotte or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I agree with you. But here's the thing, right? Ronda Rousey debuted at Royal Rumble and took Asuka's glory.
Yeah, I remember.
So we have to be careful tonight and learn from past mistakes. So you're right. She has to come out after Doudrop. But here's the thing. Is Doudrop and Becky Lynch going to main event? Doubt it.
No.
And can Ronda Rousey come out and something happen after that?
Yes. That's going to be it. I think so. Because you're going to... I think it's going to be...
It's got to be the men's... It's got to be the men's that ends it.
I started to form my own idea of who I think is going to win the men's as well.
Well, here. This is what we should do. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get deep into the fucking Royal Rumble shit. And we'll come up with a whole bunch of different possible winners and possible outcomes that can happen at WrestleMania. How about that?
Sounds good.
That's good? All right. We'll be right back.
Bye.
After the else. Do you love
wrestling? Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mr. Chaos. So sick of this whack rap. I see you whack bitches acting like I'm going away. I'll be here until you haters quit showing your face. Can't be a Don Dada if we know that you're fake. Whole crew is full of pussies like a lesbian train. All claim to bust guns, couldn't tell me where the mag goes. Whack hoes getting wiped like assholes. I'm so sick of whack rap, it's the internet's that. Real lyrics coming back so young and better face facts. You don't even wanna see it, you don't really wanna beef. I'm a sniper in the jungle and a hitter in the street. Best believe me when I say it, man, I'm telling the truth. Had the mic smell of death when I murdered the booth. Y'all done went and did it, so I had to kill it. Had me spitting hot fire like sriracha with it. I'ma drop the mic, let you have it back. Soaked it with the gasoline and now I lit the match.
A sick beat coming at you from Mr. Chaos, guys. If you like what you hear, make sure to hit him up on Twitter.
Do you love wrestling?
Yeah!
Do you want to get an insight into professional wrestling from a lifelong fan's perspective? Kick back, enjoy a whiskey with Mike Farrell on the Chaos Theory Podcast every Monday via Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcast fix. Follow Chaos Theory on Twitter at @Chaos_TheoryPod or online at FullPressCoverage.com for more info.
The following announcement has been paid for by Boot to the Face.
What's up, Talkamaniacs? Do you enjoy quality wrestling talk, Raw, AEW, NXT, SmackDown, and pay-per-view prediction and review shows mixed with a lot of whiskey and a whole lot of profanity? Are you tired of the smarky podcasts and you just want to hear fans talk about wrestling that don't want to take it too seriously? Then come find us at Boot to the Face on Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. We're Santana Garrett's favorite podcast. That's Boot to the Face with the number 2, as in sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Des and J-Bob's predictions.
Here's one for you. I will die young.
Sorry?
I will die young. That's my prediction.
Is it? Why? Why do you think you're going to die young?
I don't know. I got a drinking problem. He's looking at me. He's like, you? Drinking problem? Come on.
Define the problem that is drinking for you.
Every day.
Yeah, but you don't drink a lot.
Yeah, but I still drink every day.
I don't think that's so bad for you. Every single day you drink. Every single day.
Yeah, I would say so.
Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, just about. Maybe I'll miss one day a week, every other week.
Saturday through Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Monday through Sunday, yo.
Oh, yeah. And then every Monday, I'm like, you know what? I'll take this week off. It'll be good. It'll feel good on Friday. I'll have a beer with SmackDown. And then by Monday, I'm making up excuses why I should have a drink. Yeah, Monday was so rough. I got to go by and pick up a beer or a drink and some wine. And yeah.
But how much do you drink in a night?
I mean, maybe like 4 beer.
I mean, four every day, I get it.
Yeah.
But if you're doing some nights where it's just like one kin can, one tall boy.
Well, that's like 2 beers, right?
Well, a kin can or a tall boy? What are you talking about here?
Well, this guy, okay.
How many milliliters is that?
740.
So that's just like a pint, right?
No, it's not a pint.
Bigger than a pint?
I don't know.
I can't tell. I can't tell it's girth.
It's girth.
All right, let's talk wrestling. You're not going to die young.
How many milliliters in a pint?
I'm not sure, but like, there's like tall boys, and then
this
there's
is 2 pints. This is almost 2 pints. Almost oh. 2 pints.
How so many like, milliliters in a
close
pint?
To close to like three to four pints a night, I would say.
Oh, well, that's not nothing.
Yeah, I know.
How many mLs in a pint?
473.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's a little under 2.
Yeah.
Just under 2. Yeah, so you're drinking about... that's not little.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not a shitload.
But it's weird because like I don't like to get shit-faced. I don't get shit-faced, but for some reason, I always have to have a couple beers a night. You know, have the nice buzz, mm-hmm. you smoke a little bit, you nice... Play some games and do some music, fall asleep.
I don't know how you could drink that and then smoke a joint. I'd be dead. But I could drink like 40 drinks.
Yeah, man. You could drink the end of the table for sure.
I know. It's a fucking... It's a thing.
But I keep doing my tests and they're like, your liver's okay. Not my tests.
Then you're fine.
My annuals, but...
Then you're fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, what do you think? You think it's not true? You think they're lying to you at the doctors?
No, I don't think so, but I, you know, I don't know.
You think all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh... This year, your liver's toast.
You're dead.
That's not how it works.
You died last month, son.
Yeah. You're lucky to be alive, Yellow Belly. Is that racist, Yellow Belly?
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Isn't it a coward, Yellow Belly?
I don't know. I figured yellow, like jaundice, like liver failure, but then, you know, Asian Ooh. Stuff. Yeah.
Royal All Rumble. Right.
Yes. All right. How do you want to break this down, man? You want to get the four matches out of the way so we could talk about the really interesting
yeah,
stuff?
Okay, let's talk about the probably the least interesting in the card for me. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus The Miz and Maryse. Not that it's like entirely not looking forward to it, but I'm not. I don't know. Edge and Beth Phoenix coming back, they look badass together.
Yeah, but it's Edge and Beth Phoenix, so who cares?
I like them both. And you look at like the kind of the picture of like the mashup picture, they've kind of gone back to that whole like animated thing again, which is really cool. She looks better than he does. It's funny, look at the pictures of them together, and she looks like this glamazon, like an Amazon, like a warrior. And Edge just looks like, you know, he's got very, like, you know, like that old dog hair, mm-hmm. where it's like you have like an old shih tzu or something, and the hair is mm-hmm. like all like craggly.
He looks like he's been in the forest for a little bit.
He's been, yeah, he got the crow's feet. I mean, he's old. It's fine. He gets old. But it's kind of like Edge came back and looked like $1 million, and that doesn't look like $1 million next to Beth Phoenix. But still excited to see these two together. I'm sure it's a couple goal. I'm sure it must be awesome for them to be working together. Miz and Maryse, they've been fun. The thing about Miz that really frustrates me is like they're keeping him too PG, and I get it.
Well, it's never going to change.
WWE's PG. I don't know, but I just remember back to like the Talking Smack days and then when he had the B team. And he was a little more vicious on the mic.
It was still pretty PG, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I people are saying that like the MJF is a like a less famous Miz or a poor version of Miz. I don't know. I love to see both of them with their gloves off, see who can go at each other on the mic more. I think MJF would beat him. To be
He'd
honest
kill
with
him.
You,
kill him.
But I would love to see what the Miz could do because I've seen him cut some pretty good promos as well too. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to see a lot of that in this feud, in this build-up. I feel like I haven't really got it. I know Maryse is always teasing some kind of like discord between the two of them that maybe it's going to pay off on Sunday, or maybe it's just a big, you know, being the wool being pulled over our eyes or something like that. Yeah, anyways, I don't know. I have to imagine that I'm trying to think of who's going to...
Edge is winning. Edge and Beth Phoenix are winning this, yeah.
I guess they have to because Edge is not going to face off against The Miz at WrestleMania. So I think he's got to move on. Yeah, well, I think he's going to move on from this. So I think once they win together, that'll be one and done, and they can move on from each other. And I saw the LA Knight being focused on some backstage segments and also in dark matches. So I think his debut on the main roster will come soon. And I could see the LA Knight and the Miz having a good program with each other. So we'll see.
That sounds like a program I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Honestly, the tweets between MJF and Maryse, or him making fun of Maryse, has been
Anybody
better than
Anybody reply
whole
back to him, or he's just doing his own thing on his own?
No, doesn't matter. No, I haven't seen them reply back to him. I mean, they're probably not allowed to.
The Brazers thing? Like,
yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was very... I thought it was smart. I thought it was clever. I LOL'd for sure. I'd love to see that
scene.
Came out
of nowhere, though, too. It was like, why is he just freely doing this? It's almost like he's smart, though, because he's kind of like setting himself up for his next contract as well, right?
Yeah, of course.
He's like dabbling in the WWE. He's also like kind of...
Well, he probably wants The Miz to come over at AEW as well.
MJF's not going anywhere, first of all. Unless the WWE's like, here's a lucrative contract. But I think also Tony Khan's like, I love this. But he's probably like, okay, MJF, kind of... You know, like, gonna cost me a lot to re-sign you.
Oh, well, what's he going to do, man? The guy's got deep pockets.
Yeah, that's it. And
he's got daddy money.
And they will. Yeah, so we both agree Edge and Beth Phoenix are going to pick up the win here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice and easy.
We got let's do Becky Lynch versus Doudrop.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, I don't know why Charlotte, they couldn't find Charlotte an opponent for Rumble, which is
she's weird. In Rumble.
I know, but they couldn't find her a separate match opponent. Like, it's weird that they put her in the match, but I guess they were short on people, so maybe that's
well,
it.
Well, don't you think that that means that something's going to happen with Charlotte in the Royal Rumble?
It does.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's going to win it, so then why else have her in it?
Because something will come out of it.
She's already won one. I don't want to see her win it.
And they're setting up, they're going to set her up for WrestleMania against whoever eliminates her, or to me, it's going to come down to her and somebody else.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Does she have any friends?
Charlotte? No.
No? She has no allies?
I saw the clip of Becky is on Stone Cold's podcast now this past week.
Okay.
And I think it debuts this weekend, sorry. And she has name association. And they ask her Charlotte Flair, and she says, asshole. And I don't know if it's like in character or what it is, but they're always kind of like feeding off of this whole like Becky and Charlotte animosity, and you never know if it's true or if it's
I think
work
it's a work.
It feels a work. Yeah, you think it's a work?
Yeah.
I think enough people know that she's hard to work with. Like
maybe.
Yeah. But
not.
She's got good work ethic. She's a good worker. Yeah. Okay. Becky Lynch versus Doudrop. So people were upset because they wanted Liv Morgan again, or they wanted Bianca Belair again.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's Doudrop because it's something different, something fresh. I want to see how Becky can get by Doudrop. It's going to help elevate Doudrop as well a little bit. So I'm not entirely too checked out for this match. I'm actually kind of interested to see how Becky can survive. But Becky's going to retain.
Of course. Of course.
And it should be credible this time. It should be like from the rope. It should be like a roll-up's fine or a tap out. I know you said she'll probably make her tap out, and it's very possible she will. Because Doudrop's kind of a heel too, right?
Is she?
Yeah, she plays a heel. And then Becky is like a tweener, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But anyways, I think Becky's going to retain. And it really depends. We talked a little bit earlier about the return of Ronda Rousey. If she does, in fact, return at the Royal Rumble, I'm pretty sure it's a given. We're going to get Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey. And that's a match I didn't even think could happen about a week ago. Wasn't even in my mind. And now that I hear about it, I'm like, oh, snap, I would like to see this. Both women coming back from having children. And I think there's a lot left on the table between those two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ronda could even come back and be like, yo, you know, you're talking about holding that title for the longest time and you never lost it. Well, neither did I. Let's go back and roll the footage. And if you go back and look, like,
oh, God.
You could do it. You could do it.
Yeah.
She didn't pin her for three. She didn't. But I mean, well, she did. She was supposed to, but it didn't happen. And the referee maybe should have been like, nope, shoulder down. You know, like they do sometimes, and they didn't. But they could do it that they wanted to. They have a story right there, right away. I just don't want them to throw Ronda into the Rumble and have her win because there's so many interesting people who are going to be in it, so many great returns. And I don't expect most of them or any of them to win. But I find, like, it kind of demeans it or it kind of doesn't make it as exciting when you have Ronda in there. Because Ronda's not coming back to lose. She won't.
No, she's definitely not coming back to lose. But, I mean, Edge won last year, right? That shit on some people.
Yeah. Well, maybe they learned their lesson.
But is it really shitting on some people? Or is it more like, wow, none of you were good this year, so we're bringing Ronda in to take it over?
Well, is that fair for Bayley, who was really good during the whole COVID pandemic and then got
injured? Are we sure Bayley's there?
She's got to be. Well, here's the thing. I don't know. I know she talked about, like, her injury taking a little bit longer, but then I also heard her talking about her injury taking not as long. So they might be just throwing us off for the sake of the Rumble. I imagine with the amount of people in it as well, too, they're going to need talent. So I'm sure she can come in and work light if she needed to. But I don't know, man. I think all four horsewomen are destined to win that Rumble at some point. It's obviously not Sasha's year now that she's injured, especially. I think this could be the year, a good year to give it to Bayley. I think she could do good things with it, and I think she can go on to face Charlotte. I think you got a good program right there.
Had they had their program
before? They've had programs before, but nothing like really in depth that I can recall that have been really meaningful. So I think it could be good for them. I think two women at the top of their game, you know, be good. I know it's going back. It's the four horsewomen again in the main event for the picture.
Title Who cares for the best?
But come on, Bayley was fantastic. She's great. Yeah. She reinvented herself during the whole pandemic. Nobody thought she could pull off being a heel. But now she's going to come back and be like, what, a heel face? Like, it's going to be interesting to see. But I think if Bayley does come back in the Rumble, like, you totally got to have her win it.
I mean, it's a lot of people that has to win this Rumble. Yeah,
and there's other options. I mean, like, people are saying, like, look, I know they're never going to have Mickie James win this Rumble, but it's huge what they're having her do, coming in as the champion. She talked about how her plan is to completely, like, fully intending to come out with that title.
Yeah.
And she's made it clear. She kind of pulled the power move and said, I'm going to. And if you don't see me with that title, essentially, it was WWE that basically made that call.
You think they're bold enough to have Mickie James win it, be a legend, maybe even have her go into the Hall of Fame at WrestleMania and fight Charlotte Flair, title versus title?
That's what I was getting at. A lot of people are saying that that could be a really cool move to do. Like, you have these two women, you know, Battle of the Champions, and then obviously Charlotte goes over at WrestleMania. Do people want to see Charlotte versus Mickie James? A lot of people would say no, but I've been watching a lot of Mickie James matches lately, and she can still go. So I love to see it. There's so many cool things they could do. I mean, I would like to see that more than Bayley versus Charlotte, just because it's a bit different.
I just want to see it because I want to see if they'll do that title with Impact.
I don't know. It's interesting to see AEW like kind of working with Impact and then WWE kind of working with Impact.
Kind of seems like, no, they're my friend.
I'll work with anybody who takes me.
They're my best friend.
You notice the Good Brothers? Where they been at?
I don't know. I don't follow wrestling.
No, I don't care either, but I'm just saying, like, they were like there every week, part of the Elite, and they were
AEW. Yeah. No, they're done. They cut ties with Impact, from what I've heard. I think.
Or at least their agreement was over or something.
Yeah, or a temporary work, whatever. But I guess we're saying Becky Lynch is going to hold on to that title.
Becky Lynch is going to hold on to that title. And Doudrop is going to hold on to that sandwich.
All right, so we got the... Oh, man, that's terrible. So we have the two championship matches. I think it's pretty safe to say Roman's going to beat Seth. I mean, we kind of always run through Roman's prediction on the show, but, I mean, Roman's beating Seth. There's no doubt about that, right?
I've liked the program. I've liked the promos. The mention of Mox was kind of cool this past week. I like these two facing off, and I think Seth's right when saying it is a WrestleMania-caliber event match, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's almost even had a little bit of that feel as well, too, as they're kind of like, I don't know. It hasn't had that long to build up, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, with everything happening, I think day one, think about it. Remember day one happened, Roman got COVID, and they changed plans completely, and then Brock Lesnar was your WWE champion. Imagine that wouldn't have happened, where we would be right now. Things would be so different right now.
It would be Brock versus Roman, I would think, at Rumble again.
Rematching?
Probably.
Maybe.
Or maybe this was always the move. I don't know.
No. It's so funny, too, because you look at Big E, right? And he's like, fuck. Like, look at that. Look what happened. You know, Roman was taken out. They had to rejigger the match, put Brock into the WWE title match. And people were so excited to see Brock and Roman face off against each other. Then imagine them getting their tickets ready, going to the front door, getting in their cars to go to the event, and learning that match wasn't going to happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get back to them.
Yeah.
So Brock had to win that title. Like, and it was, if people went by the night, they weren't caring that they missed that match. They got to see a fucking awesome main event, and it was a great main event. And Brock, it's great. It's my favorite version of Brock right now. I love it.
Absolutely. This is an amazing version of Brock.
I love it.
I mean, they gave the people what they wanted in that sense. Yeah, but I mean, Roman and Brock. I mean, okay, so Roman's beating Seth. Let's just there's not even much more to talk about. It's just happening. But Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, I'm going to call it. I think Bobby Lashley is going to win this match.
Yeah, so do I. I do. I think too. And I mean, like, I think if Brock hadn't won that match, or if he wasn't put in that match, I think Bobby would have won that match. I think that was probably the plan at the time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But I think you think about it this way, like, well, look, we can make a lot of money and finally have that match of Brock versus, you know, Bobby Lashley that people have been wanting, Bobby's been wanting, the universe has been wanting. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the program these guys have had, like, Lesnar's, like, embarrassed Lashley every week, like, owning him on the mic, disrespecting him, not taking him serious. The weigh-in that they did was kind of stupid this week, I will say. So, I don't know, like, you've never seen Bobby on the offense during this whole build-up for their match. So, like, if Bobby loses, that's going to be terrible for him. Because they made him look like a joke, and then he lost like a joke.
Yeah.
So I have to imagine that Bobby Lashley is going to give Brock a run for his money. I think Bobby Lashley should win this match. I think he will win this match. It comes down to how he wins this match. If it's like some funny business, and the Usos come out, and super kick him, and hit him with a splash, and then Bobby, you know, puts him in the Hurt Lock, and he's passed out, or just pins him, like... It's a little bit of a tainted victory there. So it's like,
Heyman's got to fuck him.
But I think Heyman's going to fuck him at WrestleMania.
No. Yeah, I think he's going to fuck him at WrestleMania, but he's got to fuck him now so that WrestleMania can happen. And then at WrestleMania, Brock goes up against the Usos, Roman Reigns, and Paul Heyman, and he still walks out the ultimate babyface winner.
No, I don't think... I think Roman's keeping that title even after
WrestleMania. At Mania?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a whole other year?
Yes. Oh, yes. This is your tribal chief.
I don't know, man.
He is the head of the table.
I don't know, man.
This is a long game, man. They're going to want to
get That's
the
a Rock. Really long game, though.
It's going to end with The Rock. Oh, no, we talked about this. It can't end with The Rock. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like if you really want to keep pushing Roman Reigns and... nobody can beat this guy. Like, if he's able to beat Brock Lesnar, and he had such a bad record against Brock Lesnar for so long, so I think it would be a big win for Roman. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like it could be really good, cool, and really better story here if you have Paul Heyman turning on Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania and going back with the Tribal Chief. And it was like the plan all along.
Maybe. Anyways. Maybe you're right.
Bobby Lashley, there's a lot they could do. Bobby Lashley will win. He'll be the WWE champion. And he'll be going into WrestleMania as a WWE champion 2 years in a row, guys. 2 years in a row. So that's pretty cool. And then who goes on to face Bobby Lashley? I don't know. There's lots of options. It's going to be weird because on Raw, you have like, who's fighting? Right? Like Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, maybe AJ Styles, like... there's just a lot of options that you can go with. A lot of question marks. I feel like with the Universal title, all the other titles, well, not all the other titles, but Universal, we definitely know what's going to be happening towards WrestleMania. The WWE title I'm excited about because I got no idea. I got no idea what's going on. I just hope it's not some like, hey, let's do a Fatal 5-Way. It's like,
oh. Probably will be, bud. Oh. All right, let's go to the two Rumble matches. Let's start off with the men's. So we got Dawkins and Ford that are in there, both Mysterios, Austin Theory, Sheamus, our boy Johnny Knoxville will be in there, Damian Priest, AJ Styles and Big E, Corbin, Moss, Zayn, Kingston, Owens, Omos. Oh yeah, so he's definitely eliminating Knoxville. Orton, Riddle, Gable, Otis, Ziggler, and Rude.
Not only is Omos in the Royal Rumble, I'm hearing that Jackass he'll be bringing his Jackass crew. So they could literally throw Knoxville into his Jackass crew out to the ring. So I think you're right.
That's 23 announced. We still have Friday, and we still have Twitter, right? WWE never sleeps. So 23 people announced. That leaves 7 more spots. Do we think anybody else coming back? Do we think we're getting anybody else from Impact? Do we think we're getting anybody from AEW? Do you think we're getting anybody outside of WWE?
I'd like to see it. I mean, if they're doing stuff with Impact... I know we're talking about this Forbidden Door, and people are, like, really excited because, oh, my God, somebody from AEW might come over. I think like when they really tease that, it might be somebody from Impact. And it might be somebody like the WWE's like, see, we can work with other companies, but like they won't work with AEW, right?
Right.
I don't think anybody from AEW is going to come over. Would I like to see it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if they did, who would it be? I would say Jericho. I would say Jericho, or maybe Moxley. Maybe they figured something out with him. They called him Mox on TV. It could have been like a little prelude. You know, could they give Mox like a quick buck here and say come in the Rumble and just have some fun and it'll be a one night. You know, whatever. And I don't know. I think it could work. I don't know who would eliminate him. Maybe the Tribal Chief's not even in there. Seth Rollins not even in there. So I don't even know. You know, like it's the thing about the Royal Rumble is like, how they get eliminated, right? Like,
I don't think it matters. It's never really mattered how people get eliminated.
I think if I was being put in it, it would bother me.
I think everybody you like when they get eliminated, you're upset. You're like, it could have been better than that. Asuka, it could have been better than that. They should have done 25 finishers on her and had her fall out of a helicopter.
She still would have kicked out. The Royal Rumble, when she won it, it was a shitty ending, though. Like, she just drop-kicked Nikki Bella, and Nikki, like, it was so soft. So
weird. I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Well, I like that she eliminated Nikki Bella. Look, you always shit on me for Asuka, and this is, you're going to roll your eyes at this, but I think, like, I saw some, like, really obscure record she had. And I was like, wow.
Like singing?
No, like a record. Like a record. I know we've talked about her and her career, you know, and, you know, we look at the Four Horsewomen, and we look at them and how they're future Hall of Famers, and how we talk about Charlotte or Sasha and how she's the GOAT. And, like, I'll be the first to say that Asuka can't, you know, rock the mic as well as, you know, somebody who speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
But I started kind of seeing a few of her accolades, and do you know how many records she has? It's absolutely ridiculous. So, undefeated in NXT, she was undefeated. Oh, she had over 360 or 70 or 80 days, not exactly sure. She also held the old version of the title and the new. It's just a small little footnote. So she's had
raised the roof for Asuka.
She beat Bayley, which was the NXT darling at the time, right? She was the one to dethrone her, which is a pretty big deal. Longest reigning NXT champion, man or woman, which is pretty good. First woman TLC winner.
Mm-hmm.
First women's tag team TLC winner.
Mm-hmm.
First women's Royal Rumble winner. First women's Money in the Bank winner. First sole survivor of her team, of any women's Survivor Series team for Raw.
Okay.
SmackDown's women's champion, Raw women's champion, tag team's women's champion. First mixed match challenge winner with The Miz, which was actually a really fun program. Grand Slam champion. I'll put this on there, even though it's not like an accolade, but she faced Charlotte Flair at Mania, which is a pretty big high match to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Longest reign outside of Moolah for titles combined. So all the titles she's held, tag team, NXT, women's, I don't think NXT might even count, but main roster titles, the most in history, I think 970-something. Bayley is going to surpass her overall in time, but she's outside of Moolah, the longest reign of combined titles.
Mm-hmm.
Longest undefeated streak in WWE history. First Japanese woman as champion in 24 years. It's not really an accolade, but that's a fun fact. First to win last woman standing match. First last woman standing match against Nikki Cross. First one to beat all four horsewomen. She beat up men. She lost her teeth. Wrestled with Kenny Omega. And first to hold the modern tag team titles with different people. And these are just like, I haven't really dived deep into it. So I'm not saying this to gloat and say she's the GOAT. I'm saying it more that, like, she's had a good career.
Yeah, so stop complaining.
Yeah, she's had a good career, you know? So
she's done well.
She's done well. So I really, and I have stopped complaining to some degree. Obviously, I would want some booking to be done differently, but, like, come on.
How about just for her to be booked?
Yeah. Well,
that'd be nice.
Dude, she's been a workhorse for years in COVID, and, like, give her some time off, and it's all good, you know? Like, whatever.
Well, is she making a return tomorrow night?
I think so. I think they're going to absolutely need her to be there. And then maybe you could set some program up. I hear there's also rumors that, like, you know, people want Kairi Sane to be there. I think a lot of the superstars hear about it and then start playing with it because, like, Kyrie's, like, tweeting out, like, pictures, gifs of her doing the insane elbow. So I think she's trying to play with the fans. So I don't know if she'll be there. If she is there and you can reunite the Kabuki Warriors, at least for the night or for a little run on Raw, would be fun. But might just be a one and done with her. I could see that happening. Mm-hmm. But her contract just ended with the WWE. So I don't know if she'd be eager to sign another one because she wants to do Stardom. And I know AW wants a piece of Kyrie as well. So I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. I talked to my cousin, though, and we were talking because now NXT, I don't watch it anymore, really, because I don't know any of the talent, and maybe I'll grow to like them and watch the show more. I know I'll watch the takeovers, but right now Io Shirai's in some weird little place where I don't know what they're going to be doing with her, and I know she's starting to wrestle some SmackDown Dark matches.
Okay.
So there's a good chance she could come up to the main roster.
Or
be released, because we've seen people like Cross who do dark matches, and they get released. But I don't think EO, they're that dumb to let her go. But what happens? Like, where does she go from here? Like, I wouldn't have had her debut on SmackDown already. I would have stayed there for the Rumble, then have her debut on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's kind of what they're doing, but they have to have her warm up on dark matches, and it's going to get out because people are watching the matches. But my cousin suggested, because they're doing the Dusty Classic in NXT right now. So okay. The tournament they do annually. Remember, Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez won it last year. They got the Women's Tag Team Championships in NXT, which were given out to the winners. So this year, the winners will get a shot to face for those titles. Io Shirai is supposed to go in it with Zoe Stark again. But Zoe's injury hasn't healed, so she's not ready to come back. So right now, Io doesn't have a partner. So a lot of question marks on who her partner is going to be. Could be really cool. Kairi Sane comes back. You have those two kind of rekindle their past. And, you know, Kairi going to NXT kind of suits her wrestling style a little bit. You know, she won't get thrown around as much. And there's that nostalgia there. You could also do the same thing for Asuka. Have Asuka go to NXT. It'd be a nice throwback. Mm-hmm. You know, brings a little bit more kind of sentimentality back to NXT. Mind you, I know they're trying to push forward and forget about the past. So I don't think that they would do that with Asuka. But it'd be cool to have her come back. They win the titles. They go to the main roster, and they should combine those tag titles. We don't need two sets of women's tag team titles. Just have them go up and down to NXT and the main roster. I love when they used to do that. Sasha would show up with Bayley. They'd defend those titles. Or the Kabuki Warriors would go down and defend those titles. I think even the Iconics might have at one point. I loved it. I like when talent would go down at the NXT. People would tune in. It was exciting. You'd have these like semi-dream matches as well at the same time. But I think she'll just end up being stuck with some random NXTer, to be honest with you. And we'll
probably
be like, wah, wah. So
some up-and-comer that we don't know?
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of possibilities. Summer Rae might even win it all. You know, I'm not going to put my money on her, but you never know. Never say never. Who do you think might walk out of this? Who do you think's going to win? Who is your pick for the Royal Rumble?
If Bayley's in it, I'm going with Bayley. Is Sasha Banks in the Royal Rumble?
No, she's injured. And I think, like, to the point where she probably is not going to be able to wrestle.
Ever?
No. Oh. No.
She's never in the Rumble, this girl.
Yeah, she's never in the Rumble. I find, like, if the plans aren't in her favor to go to WrestleMania, like, well, she actually went on. She was a champion last year, so that makes sense. But I'm just wondering how bad this injury really is, and if they're just, like, stay on the shelf. You know, you don't have to be in the Royal Rumble and be eliminated, and, you know, you'll stay looking strong. So, I don't know. But I don't think she's in it, no.
I looked down the list of the girls that are announced. There's not that many. A little bit less than the guys. Looks like around 20. I mean, apart from the obvious, which is I'm going to go with the favorites as being Ripley, Shotzi.
Ripley is not going to win, and Shotzi's not going to win.
Baszler, Flair.
Shotzi feel bad for her. They're taking her off TV.
There's always a chance of Nikki Bella. Bianca Belair and Liv Morgan.
Nikki Bella and Brie Bella aren't going to... They're going to go into
There's always a chance.
Nikki and Brie are going to go into a tag team title story into WrestleMania, and they'll probably win the tag team titles WrestleMania. That's my guess for the Bellas. And people are really high on Lita because she came on SmackDown and cut a promo and says she has one last run left in her. Well, you know what? You know who's had a dream match with Lita for a really long time and doesn't have a clear path right now at WrestleMania? Sasha Banks. I think we're going to get Sasha Banks versus Lita at WrestleMania. That's my early prediction. Bianca's not going to win it again. I think Liv Morgan is a heavy favorite. I think if you looked at the Royal Rumble odds, she wouldn't be on like the top four, but she'd be up there because of her story. I think if they ever wanted to just be like, you know what, she's clawed her way this past year. Even last year's WrestleMania, like she's had a pretty solid year. Almost won that title. You could have her. They could have her win the Royal Rumble, and it wouldn't be like a what? Oh, that's a flaw. Like it would be feel good. People would be happy. Right. It wouldn't be the worst outcome. Let me say. Okay. Mickie James, I think would be awesome. I would love it. It'd be so outside the box. A champion versus a champion of a different company. It would be so crazy for the WWE to do this. That would be I want that ending. I want Mickie James to win the Royal Rumble.
So that's gonna be great.
That's where my heart is at. But going through the list, I don't think Charlotte Flair is going to win. She's won before, and I'd be so angry if they had her win this and then choose her opponent. It would be Charlotte Heat, but I don't want to see that. I don't really see anybody else winning. So I have to imagine it's somebody that's not on this list of participants, and I'm going to think there's no reason why Bayley isn't going to be there outside of, like, I heard maybe her injury's coming along a little bit slower, but I don't know. I saw her training or some photos of it, so I'm pretty sure she's good to go, even if she works light. Even if Kairi or Asuka come back, they're not going to win it. Asuka already won as well. Bayley would make just so much more sense, and I could see her having a great program and doing some great character work on the road to WrestleMania against Charlotte. Is who I think it'll end up being.
You know what? I can't bet on somebody who I don't know is in the Rumble yet.
That's my only thing too. Because honestly, if you were to tell me Ronda Rousey's in the Rumble, all my money is on Ronda Rousey. And you also see the betting odds will just shift completely and be like, bet Ronda's going to win this Rumble because she's not going to come back to lose. They're going to have her win and come after Becky, but I don't think you need to have her in it to come after Becky. She has a vendetta. She has a reason to come back. She's Ronda Rousey. She can come in and be like, I'm facing you at WrestleMania. And she'd be like, you didn't win the Rumble. You didn't win a match. Who you should come in and say you're facing me at WrestleMania? And she'd be like, I'm motherfucking Ronda Rousey. And that's it. That's all she needs. That's all she needs, right?
Now, how about if Charlotte Flair wins? They let the Becky and Ronda stuff go. And Charlotte goes, you know what? I'm going to call my shot. I'm in the match. And then we get another triple threat. The world will burn.
It's and almost like, it is good shit. It is good shit. Yeah, it is good shit. But it's like evil. It's evil. Oh, yeah, it's evil.
I'm calling it now. I'm going for Charlotte Flair to win this championship. This Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with Charlotte.
It'd be cool. Have we ever had the champion go in and win? No, eh?
No.
No. Last time I remember, Roman went in and Triple H won the title, right?
Yeah.
Triple H. Last time he booked himself as champion.
For the men, which we started on, but we jumped to the women. Yeah, I noticed. Naturally happens. I'm going to go with my original pick of AJ Styles, but I have a slight second pick here of Kevin Owens pulling this off.
Okay. That's the cool thing about the Men's Royal Rumble. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, and there's no like massive star in there. Like, you know, if Triple H went in, well, maybe not now. If Triple H went in it now, I would think they're sending him in there to have another heart attack.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no like massive stars in here. No.
Literally, AJ Styles and Kevin Owens and Randy Orton are the three biggest stars in here.
Yeah, and Randy Orton, I think Riddle's gonna throw him out or something and be like, "Sorry, bro."
Yeah,
or there's going to be, because you know Randy Orton's facing Riddle WrestleMania, right? We all can agree that that's where this is headed.
I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I love it, though. Oh my God, dude. These guys are so fucking funny week after week. And the best part about it is, I know it's stupid, guys. I know it's dumb. I know Riddle's an idiot. But they know, and that's why they're doing the things they do. And Randy Orton just looks like he's having so much fun now. And that's what makes it great. They had a fucking spelling bee. Mm-hmm. A spelling bee this past week.
Did it go over?
It was amazing. It was hilarious. Okay, I'm not going to say like it was amazing, like it was the best segment of the year. It hasn't been a long year yet, but it was good. And Chad Gable was funny. I love his shoosh. He's brought the shoosh back.
Chad Gable's the man.
Shoosh. He's the man. He can wrestle. He can cut a promo. He's funny. They did a really fun job they've been doing it on a week to week basis. And then you get great matches with Randy Orton. And I don't know, man, this is like my favorite version of him. And I wasn't a Randy Orton fan up until like he really started having those really evil promos a couple years ago. They were just, I don't know where he went, and he came back, and this guy was always really bad at promos. And I know Randy Orton, right? Guys, go back and look like 8 years, like it was bad. It wasn't good. And now he's just like, Randy Orton's one of the best, my favorite on the microphone, and when he's really into his promo. And I just love the chemistry between these two. And I really want to see, because they lost the tag team titles.
Oh, did they?
Yes. And it was Randy Orton's, it was Randy Orton's fault. Randy Orton got pinned.
Them? Street Profits?
Otis or something pinned them. Like, Otis is getting pinned by Randy Orton. Can you believe it?
Wait, Otis and Chad Gable?
Yeah,
are the
tag team champions. Yeah, oh, sick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's interesting because there's a fun story behind it. Gable posted like some photos and stuff. They've been trained together for like, I don't know.
They used to wrestle together.
Yeah. They've lived together. They're neighbors. They train together. So like, they're it means a lot to them. So it's really cool. And I like the dynamic between Riddle and Orton. It's fun. And I'm always wondering to see where this is going to go. You keep thinking they're going to turn on each other, but not even actually. They don't tease it, but like you obviously know it's coming because that's what happens. Yeah. But they really haven't even kind of hinted at that yet. And then they dropped the titles and Randy Orton got pinned, or he kind of like cost them, you could say. And they're still going after the tag team titles. It's as strong as ever. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm interested to see where this goes. It's been a long story. It's been a very long story. And WrestleMania, man. Like, is it going to be tag team titles? Maybe. Or maybe they'll be in the tag team title match. They'll lose. And then Riddle will turn on Orton or something. I want to see Riddle turn on Orton. I want to see them flip it. I want to see them flip it and be like, and he's just like, dude, you really harshed my mellow. You know, like, you're a buzz killer, man. Or like, I don't know. And they keep making like weed jokes like every single like other segment. I forget what his word was. What was his word? But he ended up being like tying it in with like weighing drugs, like scaling or something. I don't know what the word was. And then like Randy Orton kind of laughs. But yeah, like they're getting a little bit more like edgier at talking about weed, I guess, a little bit. But whatever. I guess it's kind of silly. But yeah, neither of them are going to win. Oh.
You got to pick somebody.
I'm a closet Ziggler fan.
Oh my God!
I don't want him to win.
Not winning.
No, I'm not saying I think he's gonna win. I'm just looking at the names here, okay? And I'm going through them. I think if you honestly built, like, I don't want him to win. He's not my pick. I just want to kind of take a look at him for a minute. He's been in the WWE for so long now. He's had these really short runs earlier in his career. He's definitely peaked. He's one of the best on the mic in the WWE. I'm sorry, he is. I feel like he is one of the best on the mics. And cut a really good promo. He's always the guy that you stick people with and, you know, he can take care of them. But I don't know. I think there was that moment a couple years ago where he had that feud with The Miz for the Intercontinental title. And it was one of the best times I can remember in modern history with a feud for the Intercontinental title. And these guys would go, like, at it every other month. Then they had, like, an Iron Man match, or I don't remember what it was, but it was a really good run. And Ziggler's always kind of been... He can be that journeyman when he's a good guy and do a really good job at it. And I feel
he had
like
a good run with Dean Ambrose too.
And even Seth Rollins. Like, I think if you really take a while to, not take a while, but you kind of put him in that course to build him up as a good guy, people get behind him. But he always ends up turning into, you know, a heel in the end. But he's also a great heel. I just want to see Ziggler get like one more little run before he calls it quits. This is more of a Ziggler appreciation than anything. But I would love to see AJ Styles win this. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, he's a guy that came, talking about Impact, he's a guy that came outside from the WWE, kind of built his own name. The WWE didn't like rename him. They didn't let him make him change his identity. They let him be him, which is rare. And they saw what a success he was. Strapped rockets to him, made him the champion really quickly. He's been multiple time champion. He's held almost every single title. Maybe not the IC title. I'm not exactly sure. He might have had that one too, but I don't know. And I just feel like he's done so much that he's probably on the tail. Well, he's definitely on the tail end of his career. I don't know if he'll be wrestling for another 3-4 years or whatever it is. I think he should have a Rumble win.
Yeah,
I just would like to see him have a Rumble win. And we've had AJ Styles in this like gimmicky tag team, you know, for the past year almost now, almost. And, I think it's time to let's bring back AJ Styles. Like, I don't know. I feel like they've kind of like, they have this talent who can be really exciting to watch. Phenomenal, so to speak. And I kind of like this almost stuff. I have sometimes, like, I feel like this has been a wasted year for AJ Styles in a sense. Again, like, you can't always have him in the title picture, but you don't always need him. I mean, like, his feud with The Undertaker was great too. And I don't know. I just think now could be a good time to hit that reset button, you know, distance himself from Omos and all that stuff that he was doing. Or Kevin Owens, too. I'm totally down. Because we have Bobby Lashley, right? Bobby Lashley, let's say he wins the title. He goes on, and what's he doing? He's facing off against Owens? Facing off against AJ Styles? That's more exciting. But is it that exciting? Well, you know, I don't know.
There's not really much more exciting than Brock and Roman, so it's going to be, you know, a second-class match at WrestleMania when it comes to that title. We got to pick one, man.
I'm gonna, with what I see here, I have to think of somebody like not on here, but
there's nobody. Seth's not in there.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know, and I'm gonna go with what I know what I'm gonna pick. Okay, so we talked a little bit earlier about Roman Reigns taking on Seth Rollins. Roman's gonna retain. Go on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Because he's going to have that vendetta. He's going to restart that program with Roman Reigns because he's got a reason to, because he lost the title against Bobby Lashley. You know, likely has going to have to do with the Usos. Maybe Jimmy and Jay, you know, might have something to do with it coming out. Well, I could totally see Brock Lesnar doing double duty. I could totally see him dropping that title and saying, fuck it, entering the Royal Rumble. And throwing people out left and right and winning that damn thing and going
on
and
facing
Roman Reigns. You're looking at this Royal Rumble. You're right. It's missing star power. It is. You look at this Rumble on paper. It's a very nice Rumble roster. A lot of depth. And, like, it raises a lot of, like, questions and, like, you know.
Oh, what ifs?
Like, Nakamura's not even on here. That's kind of silly. I don't know. I could see Roman doing it. He was so cheered for that Rumble with Drew McIntyre when he came out and he worked his ass off for like 20 minutes or whatever it was, eliminating people left and right. Send him in there. Have him throw around people. This roster seems like it's built. I mean, this roster for the Rumble looks like it's built for him to throw around.
Where's Drew McIntyre?
He's injured. He's out. Oh. Yeah. So, yeah, that's actually going to be my pick. Brock right. Lesnar is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Fair enough, man. I'm still sticking with AJ Styles.
I hope he wins, but I think they're going to do Brock. They're going to go for the, like...
I'll be happy if they do, though.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think the Rumble's going to be fun. I'm excited. I always like the women's Rumble, but the men has a lot of question marks in it as well, too. But it's exciting, and I love the fact that it's going to be on a Saturday.
Fuck yeah, and we're getting together, baby.
We are. It's been a while. When's the last time we got together was...
Wasn't it a Royal Rumble?
No, I think I came and saw you like last.
Oh yeah, outside. That didn't count when your daughter was born. No, no, no. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. So that's gonna be insane.
We're gonna be having beers. We're gonna be eating some food. We're getting fucked up. I'm excited for it.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna get. I got some favorite little meals or that I like that I'm gonna prepare. There's a spicy karaage I want you to try.
Oh.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. Make sure to watch the Royal Rumble, man.
Yeah. Maybe we'll, you have a laptop?
I have stuff. Yeah, what about a watch along? I know that,
Kayfabe,
Kayfabe talked about that. I know a bunch of people are going to be at the Rumble, like Boot to the Face, which is going to be fun. So guys, make sure to follow them. They'll have a lot of hijinks from there. I think he's actually in St. Louis right now. We'll be watching and having fun and, you know, you can catch up with us next week, but guys, enjoy it. Royal Rumble is always a lot of fun. We'll be back next week covering the show, or maybe we'll do a post show on the following day, or we'll see what happens. I don't know. I've had a long day. I've been drinking, so I'm just rambling on. J-Bomb, take it away.
All right. On behalf of Talking Mania, J-Bomb's out. Dez, say bye.